Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the People's Station, V103, the ATL's number one fit pop and R&B, Big Tig, JR, Sport Brief. We out here. Well, we in here. We ain't supposed to be out nowhere.
Yeah, we ain't.
We are sitting inside following directions. I'd love to introduce to all of you someone who needs no introduction, our wonderful mayor of our city, Atlanta, the Honorable Keisha Lance Bottoms. Hey, Mayor, how you doing?
Hello. How are you all today?
What's happening?
Good, good.
So we see you have issued yet another executive order. This one is basically closed the city down to a certain extent.
It is, and as I shared with you all when I spoke with you a couple of days ago, this is fluid, and I'm getting the same information and watching the same news reports that you are seeing. But what's been made crystal clear to me in speaking with our professionals in the city, and I just want to give a shout out to Dr. Carlos Del Rio from Emory University, who has been a godsend for us. It's no secret where this is headed. Mm. And when I went out, got in the car yesterday just to breathe for a minute, I was stunned at the number of people who are still out and about carrying on as if this is not a global health crisis. And what people need to understand is that we've never faced anything like this in our lifetime. Nobody can point to a time in our country's history where every single state is under a health emergency. This would be like a hurricane hitting every single state at once. So it's limiting supplies. We've got our medical personnel who swamped. Many of them are getting sick. And this is bad. It's really bad. And I don't want to have people panic, mm-hmm. but I want people to understand the seriousness of this. And the only way that we can slow this down and not overrun our healthcare system is if people stay at home and they separate. What's happening in Italy, my understanding, we're about a week away from that crisis that you see on television in Italy happening here. And for those who haven't seen it, what's happening in Italy, they are making decisions on who gets a ventilator, who gets to breathe, who gets to live. And what our young people need to understand, you know, initially when we began this, people thought young people weren't getting impacted. Well, the stats that came out today show that young people are getting very sick with this. So they're not immune. And worse than that, they're taking it home to their parents. They're taking it home to their brothers and sisters who have asthma. And it is very selfish of us not to heed these public health warnings. That's why I made the decision I did today.
We're talking to our mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, here in Atlanta. We joked about it a little bit, but the weather brightening up on the first day of spring is going to create a whole nother challenge for people. When it was gray and rainy here in Atlanta, as it's been most of 2020, it was okay to be in the house. What are your suggestions? Because there are people, you know, there are people who runners or bikers, right, or people like want to still get out and do things and be active and stay in shape, et cetera, et cetera. Are we telling them, you know, you should forego your own personal goals right now and stay in the house? Or is it okay as long as you're not in large groups of people?
It's fine for you to continue going out. Again, social distancing. Stay 6 feet apart. I don't want to have to come back on here tomorrow and say that I've shut down the Beltline or I shut down our park, but I can tell you I got a report from West Manor Park yesterday that there were a ton of young people congregating in the park. if that continues to happen, it's going to force me to make decisions that won't be, people won't be happy with, but it will be necessary. So you can still go out and take a walk. You can still go out and enjoy the springtime weather. Just keep it at a distance. And this is a good time. Go to some other parts of the Beltline. We've got lots of trails on the Beltline that aren't as crowded as, say, our East Side Trail. Get out and explore a little bit. Just keep your distance.
Mayor, this is JR. With the executive order that you've put out, do you feel that the city hasn't necessarily taken heed to the seriousness of the matter, or do you think the what you put down was going to be inevitable?
Well, I think that what's happening, we're getting information in real time, meaning like it's changing by the day. I had this executive order ready to sign yesterday, and I signed it first thing this morning because I needed a minute to digest what I was about to impose upon the city of Atlanta.
Right.
So I know that people are having to digest this, but I think people just have to take this seriously. And I think that, you know, if you don't believe it, just start turning on your TV and see what people are saying in Italy. This is not some place that we can't relate to. This is a country very much like ours with cosmopolitan cities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, in hindsight, when you look back, when I saw Fashion Week and they had started clearing out audiences from Fashion Week, you know, that should have been a signal to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But they are telling us they didn't move fast enough, and they're telling us what they would have done differently. The challenge that we have is Atlanta is one city in a metropolitan area.
Right.
You've got College Park, East Point, go down the list. Because we've been empowered to make local decisions, everybody is doing their own thing.
Mm.
But I do recognize that as the mayor of the capital city, it is our responsibility to lead in the best way that we know how, in hopes that other cities will follow suit. I recognize other cities don't necessarily have the resources we have,
mm-hmm.
but if they need some guidance on how we have formulated these policies, we are available to share it. I'm contacting mayors across the country, finding out what they're doing in their city, so it's going to continue to change. We just ask people to be patient and to understand this is a crisis that we've never faced in our lifetime. So this is all different and new for us. But we're going to continue to do and make decisions if we the best that we can on behalf of our people.
Talking to Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms of Atlanta on V103. Mayor Bottoms, how long is this latest executive order? What's the time frame for it? And I know it's fluid. We continue to tell people it's a fluid thing, but is there a tentative end date for how long things might be closed? Like in this executive order, there's no longer dine-in. If you order food from a restaurant, you have to take it out, you know, and things of that nature, like the movie theaters and gyms and things like that, and clubs are all closed. Do you have an estimate, a guesstimate?
I don't. It will likely be several weeks. We'll continue to see what's happening and follow the advice of our public health professionals. Again, I just have to stress to people, what this is about is not having thousands upon thousands of people sick at once,
right,
who are unable to access health care. So we have to slow it down so that our hospitals and our doctors can absorb and care for people accordingly. Someone sent me a question on social media and said, does anyone know anyone who's tested positive? I do. One of my best friend's dads tested positive yesterday, and her mother is sick, and she can't get a test. And so people have to understand this is happening in our communities. This is happening to your neighbors and the people that you know. And it's just a matter of time, if we aren't careful, that it will begin to happen in our own household.
One last question. We'll get you out of here. I know you got a whole city to care for, and but the people that the fact that this is asymptomatic for so many people, you could actually have contracted the virus, not even know, which wouldn't even lead you to even get tested, is primarily why we're asking people for this social avoidance and social, you know, distancing, correct?
You're absolutely right. And I get that people are trying to absorb this and understand what it means. We even had some folks still working in City Hall yesterday. So, you know, even in my own backyard, I'm having to stress to people, get your people out of this building. Nothing is worth putting our people at risk. And I want to just thank our public safety personnel and our sanitation workers. Tell them thank you when you see them. They are still going to work every day, helping our city to continue to operate with some sense of normalcy. But if our public safety folks start getting sick, our doctors are sick, if our sanitation workers start getting sick, it's going to be a problem on top of a problem on top of a problem. But we have an opportunity to, as they say, flatten this curve, stop the uptick in these cases. But it is each of our responsibilities to take ownership of that.
Well, thank you for your time. Good luck. You know, we're here for you to help spread the message, keep everybody on point. We thank you for your service and your hard work in this time of crisis. And even when we turn it up, we appreciate you. So keep doing the good job that you've been doing, Mayor Bottoms. And we love you here at V103.
I love you all, too. Thank you.
All right. Our honorable mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, chopping it up with Big Tig and JR right here live on V103. It's serious.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.